Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. Hey, how you doing? It's the Holderness Family Podcast.
That came off a
good
little
times.
Like,
what's up?
Like hey. You're driving up in a white van.
A white van. Like, oh, hop
windowless
on in.
White.
I have the most delicious treats if you just step right in here.
We were always trying to teach our kids, like, if somebody drives up to you and said, I have puppies, do not get in. And so we would test them. Like, okay, what if that man over there said, I have puppies? And they're like, I want to see puppies.
No. Bang, you're kidnapped.
No, yeah. No. Anyway, welcome. We're going to have some fun today around some life updates. We had a recent wedding anniversary, so we're going to share some lessons we've learned in the 19 years of marriage.
Also, you guys, our daughter went to a prom.
A whole prom.
She went to an entire prom, and I have some thoughts on just kids in general, the kids these days, and it's not going to be as cantankerous as you might think it is.
Yes, and we're bracing ourselves for her senior year, and because of that, we received some of the best parenting advice ever in our mailbag, and by our mailbag, it's like our Instagram DMs, so we are going to share that with you. But first, some quick reminders. We are still on tour for our book, ADHD is Awesome. Thank you so much for all the kind words you've had and shared with us and written to us. It's the best kind of overwhelming that, you know, this book has found a spot in your homes and in your heart. So thank you so much. If you want to see us, we'll be in Charlotte on May 16th, Raleigh on May 17th, Minneapolis on May 31st. So you can learn more about our tour and the book at ADHDisAwesomeBook.com.
Also, guys, on top of the book, we do have some merch and we have some games and we are just trying to let you know they're there.
Sorry.
We believe that all of those things put a little bit more joy into the world. The shirts are meant to be fun and funny, as are the hats, hoodies, and everything else. And the games are meant to be fun and funny. Both.
We try really hard.
Our new game, What the Flock, it has gotten the rare seal of approval from our teenage children. They actually like playing it. They also like Family Face Off. So anyway, we have ADHD is Awesome t-shirts. We have pickleball gear, yada, 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 holdernessfamily.com or theholdernessfamily.com. Excuse me.
Okay, friends, your boy Penn and I just celebrated our 19th wedding anniversary.
It was a momentous anniversary, Kim.
I texted him on Saturday. We were, first of all, to be clear, in the same house when I texted him.
Yes.
And I said, hey, it's our anniversary on Monday. Should we go out to dinner tonight? Because I feel like that's something that people who are married and have anniversaries do.
It was very sweet of you. And I got like the warm fuzzies. It was like, oh my gosh. My wife just asked me out on a date. Like just that feeling. Oh goodness. And put on a pair of slacks or something. Here we go.
Well, I will say that we are in this era of life, and I think it's okay that we just get really, really busy. And I know it can happen in a marriage that you know, you start putting the kids first and putting work first and you lose each other. I think it's okay temporarily to just acknowledge that we are in this era in which going out to dinner for our anniversary was not our first thought.
No, it wasn't my first, second, or third. I wanted to not mess up the anniversary. So there's two things. There's celebrating your anniversary and there's doing the anniversary. Like, you have to do it right. So you can't forget it.
Right.
Obviously. Cannot. For us, like, I think anniversaries, at least 19, because it's like almost 20. It on the pecking order of things, I feel like it's gone down a bit to the point that, like, we both agreed while we were in Target that we were just going to get a card and that's it.
Yeah.
And we also shopped for cards in front of each other.
Yes.
And the funny reason why was because if we didn't, I picked my card out. I went around the corner. I came back and she'd picked the exact same card.
Yeah. So if we don't compare, then that's going to be bad. I will say we also are at the stage we are launching this book into the world and we have, you know, normal busy lives. So I feel like this year gets a pass, mm-hmm. but don't you remember on our actual anniversary, I was going to make dinner.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, I know what you're going with this. I have to tell this story.
Okay.
I was having real feelings. I was having real feelings of some anxiety, right? I was like, I told you, I was like, I'm feeling a little stressed out from today. There's all this stuff going on. The book is coming out. I'm getting a little bit of imposter syndrome. Like, did I actually do all of this? I'm quoting a lot of doctors. Are people going to think I'm an expert? I was having all these like super feelings. And your response to that, you looked at me and you said, plus whatever's in the fridge.
My head, I'm trying to get Penn to be more open and vulnerable in the things he's sharing. But he walked in as I was cooking dinner.
Yeah.
And we had leftovers and I didn't want to forget that there was leftovers.
You were clearly having a conversation in your own head while I was talking to you about this stuff.
I do that so often. Right. I'm just having a whole conversation and then mid-sentence, I will start sharing.
And I stopped to give you a chance to respond to my vulnerability. And your response was, plus whatever's in the fridge. And I have told that story to like four or five people and everyone dies laughing because everyone does this, right? Not just ADHD people. People know, honey, it was my favorite part of the anniversary. It's going to be the story we're going to tell everybody.
Well, we had gone out to this nice dinner on, you know, a few days before for anniversary and we got some good leftovers and we are leftover people.
Yeah.
Do you know, apparently in Europe, apparently it's very gauche to take your leftovers.
So?
I know. But I'm like that. We're not food wasters. We eat everything.
If someone looks at me like I'm gauche, first of all, you said gauche. So to the left, please, sir. Yeah, seriously. Like,
yeah. Anyway.
It's food. Like, especially if it's meat. You don't waste meat.
You don't waste meat.
An animal died for that. So eat it.
That being said, I was in my feels and I wrote a blog post that we have shared about the five things I think we've learned about having a happy marriage. Yes, we did write a book that came out of some marriage work we had done and some counseling work we had done, but we are still a work in progress. So some of this comes from that book, but some of it is new.
So Kimbo, I have not yet read this.
I know.
I'm very excited. Are you going to give us some like slivers of it?
This pen is on his laptop right now. Furiously trying to find the thing. I'll just go. How about this? You want to just be surprised?
Yeah. Or? Actually, I'd like that. I'm going to make eye contact.
Okay. So to celebrate our anniversary, we're going to have leftovers and we're going to talk about the five things that have helped us, I think, make the most out of this 19 years.
I love it.
Ready? Yeah. Okay. I said, name the emotion. Most of our fights are diffused if we can get real and name where the emotions are coming from. For example, we are looking at colleges, you guys. And yes, we won a game show in which we were able to put money aside for kids' colleges. Mm-hmm. It still is not going to be enough, probably. So when we start, I get very insecure about money and things, you know, we were in a recent discussions, voices started to raise a little bit. And I just said, time out. I'm just letting you know, I'm feeling very insecure about this. I don't have the best relationship with money. I'm very scared right now to have this conversation. So if you can name why you're having these feelings in a very vulnerable way, I think most fights can just be really productive, more productive conversations.
I love this idea. I love any time we can get those emotions out there. It's like that first book we wrote when we talked about, you know, naming the tarantula, mm-hmm. naming the thing makes you less afraid of it.
And so when you were sharing your emotions and then I met you with a conversation on leftovers, that must have felt really good.
Well, I mean, luckily it was really funny.
Okay.
So we're good.
The second thing, get curious. I think the best example I have of this is Penn is not a fan of swimming or cycling or running. But when I was super into triathlons, you got into it because you wanted to know what had captured my interest. I am not a tennis player, but I tried to ask you about mm-hmm. your tennis games, matches, things.
Yeah, you also jumped in on pickleball.
Yes, yes. I tried to at least know. I know you're really into, there's like TV shows you're really into and sci-fi books. So I try to get curious about those things. So you don't have to join in, but I think we all grow and evolve mm-hmm. in our marriage. We should, and you got to keep up.
Is there something romantic about reading a book that you would not normally read, but you read it because your wife read it or your husband read it?
That would be really sweet. You we have so different. Yeah. We have such different book tastes, though.
Yeah, but we have similar TV tastes, and that has worked out well for us. And I've watched a lot of shows like that on, you know, you're scrolling through a million shows, and like, why would I watch The Great? Mm-hmm. It's about Catherine the Great, and it looks girly or whatever. A, not girly.
No,
hysterical.
Not at all.
But we've like bonded through watching yeah. that show.
The third thing, look in the mirror before criticizing. So I am really guilty of snapping at my family for the mess they make. And then I look at my bathroom counter and I see the 97 under eye products and the hair stuff, and I can make my own mess. So I have had to, before I snap or nag, I have to hit pause and look at my own mess I cause first. And not just physical mess, but if I feel as if you haven't been listening, or if you've not like met the same energy I needed, I have to look like, well, have I been giving that energy? So
isn't it interesting? I think we all are guilty of that. And I think you just hit the nail on the head. The reason why my mess doesn't bother, well, messes don't really bother me, but other people's messes bother me more for some reason, because you see that as a sense of disrespect toward you.
Yeah.
But your own mess, you're like, ah,
it don't matter.
I'm disrespecting myself all the time. It's great. Yeah. It's my kind of self-deprecating self. Here I am. I'm a slob.
We're coming right back.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, it's so funny because you know that I am a very tidy person. Mm-hmm. So that is just part of how my brain works. But if I'm home alone, which never happens, but so this weekend you're going to a tournament with our son.
Yeah.
And it'll be Lola and I home alone. She'll be gone. She already has plans for most of it. So it'll mostly be me. I will say I can get pretty messy.
Are you going to leave some crap out?
But before you guys come home, yeah, I will do a supermarket sweep. Why do you think that is? Like, I feel more comfortable being a little messy when you guys aren't around.
It's what we just said. It's other people making a mess. That's a disrespect toward you and toward your home and toward your space, but you can disrespect yourself all you want to.
Yeah.
And also, like, Kim, are we in the trust tree?
We're in the trust tree.
Does it feel kind of awesome just to put on the counter and leave it there and then go back to watch the TV show you were watching?
It does.
Yeah. See, isn't it great?
No, it's great. But
we need to learn to do that together sometime.
I know.
What if that's like a bonding thing for us?
Well, so that I have to say, okay, your girl Kim is back in therapy. But I do have diagnosed anxiety and just a sprinkle of OCD. OCD isn't the main. I have some OCD. It is not the OCD that is sort of commercialized, which is everything has to be in exact order. My OCD is more of like obsessive thoughts and intrusive thoughts, but which are so fun, you guys. You should get some. But there is an order that my brain needs. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I could allow dishes and like filth to fester for long.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like.
But because right now these pillows over here are bothering me. That they're not stacked right. It's in my field of vision that these pillows are not stacked correctly and it's bothering me.
And that's because someone was just sitting there creating order for you and setting up this lovely video podcast, which may or may not make it.
Yeah. But it is. So that sort of thing long term.
I gotcha.
But here's the thing. I'm wondering if it was just me here. I need to do some work on this.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it would bother me if you weren't here.
Okay. Can I try another? I'm obviously not your therapist. Theory number one was that
it was a respect.
Was a respect thing. What if it's more altruistic than that and you feel obligated to create a space of cleanliness for the people that you love?
I think that's it.
And you don't love yourself as much.
I think that's 100% it. I actually don't have respect for myself in the way that I respect other people. And I want to create a nice experience for others and a calm experience for others. So anyway, so that's just I have a long list to hit. On therapy, so
yeah, and I can't tell you that you should respect yourself because you're awesome. I guess the therapist will tell you that that has to come from within. But just for the record, you are awesome.
You're wonderful.
But yeah, therapy. Thank you for sharing that. By the way, I think everyone needs therapy. Literally, 100%. Everybody.
I just haven't been making it a priority. I did some therapy through COVID, and then just sort of got busy, fell out of it. And I think I'm just sort of making it a priority again.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about what I'm going to uncover. Kiss, hug, or at least touch in some way every day.
Oh, yeah.
And so my guy is a physical touch, love language kind of guy. We are in this stage, and I hate to say it, but I just want to, if you're listening and you're in this same stage, I just want to just let it be known that I think it's okay. There have been days, even though we work together and live together, where we have not touched.
Yeah.
And
not that I haven't wanted to.
No, same.
Thought about it. But
no,
it just doesn't happen.
Right. We were shooting something today and I was like, oh, you're so cute. But what am I going to do? Just reach out and grab your butt. So
when we work out, you do this thing now where you stick your finger up my butthole.
That is through shorts.
Or close to it. Yeah.
I'm trying to be more, I'm trying to touch you more, but
it's just such an interesting maneuver.
He'll be bending over because he's the only person drinking out of the water fountain at the gym because water fountains are really
very
gross.
As we did in our song.
Yes.
Very obsolete. Should we play that song real quick?
Public water fountain. You are so very obsolete. But when I was a kid, you were the only source of water for me. Can't you see? Yeah, water bottles never were a thing for us. So the entire class would form a long line. And then the teachers would count to 10. You
get as much as you can in. Well, then you'd have to go to the back of the line. Whoa, public water fountain. You are definitely past your prime. But you used to hydrate us. Three revolting ounces at a time.
Three terrifying ounces.
Yeah, kids these days have $50 stainless steel jugs that keep their water cool day and night. Our water was like mud with a lot of bacteria. It was 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Come on!
A public water fountain.
You made drinking water very hard. But with zero water pressure, you had to put your entire mouth around the rusty germ-filled water.
And we're back.
We've played a song about water fountains.
Yeah.
So he'll bend. That's a really gross way, but I'm trying to find ways to touch every day to the point where, remember there was that day and it had dawned on me that we had not kissed or hugged or touched, which I don't like. I like to hug you. I like to make out with you. But like I slid my leg over at night. Like we were both too tired to do the work. Just slid the leg. And so we had this sort of like our legs had like a makeout session, and it was really funny, and we were laughing through it. So we found a way.
But it was something.
Yes.
Right. I think this is my favorite piece of your advice, and I think I'm guilty of it too, just because life is getting in the way.
Yeah.
Life will have to slow down for us very soon, and I look forward to when it does. There'll be more of that.
It flies in the face of most marriage advice, and listen, we wrote a whole book on it about finding time and making time, and we do that, but it's just in really, it has to be in, it's like really small ways right now.
Yeah.
And I think we're still okay, right? We're still great.
Me and you?
Yeah.
I feel very close to you. Like are we touching as much as I'd like? No, but I don't take it personally. I don't feel distant from you. Like I remember back in the day when I was, there used to be a time where like, if I didn't have sex for like 5 days, I got really grumpy.
Now we go 5 months and it's totally,
we do not go 5 months. And I'm not saying that happens a lot, but I'm smart enough to know that, that there's just, there's so many tabs open right now.
Yeah. And then my last is show up in small ways. There are very big ways we need to show up for our people, but there's these little tiny things that just melt my icy heart. My favorite is I never travel with a contact case for whatever reason. And so Penn just always packs a contact case for me and little, so he just unpacks his, like we're in the hotel, he'll just pack the contact case in a little mini solution. Like he knows that I'm going to forget it.
Yeah.
And so he just brings it for me. And there's a lot. And he also, in a hotel, we should also say,
this should be rule number one.
This should be rule number one. I didn't know how to write this in a blog post, yeah, but do you want to share the number one way you show up for us
when we travel? I don't deuce it in our hotel room ever.
So he goes down to the lobby.
I go down to the lobby, or if there's a, you know, if there's another room that's open on the way down that the housekeepers are cleaning, I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding. I go to the lobby. And you know what? I think other people are catching on because I've seen a couple other gentlemen down there.
There's a long line at 9 a.m.
Not a long line, but it's definitely like a knowing glance like, yep, you too. Yep. Because hotel bathrooms famously don't
circulate.
They don't circulate. And they're not large.
Yes.
For the most part. And it's really technically part of the room. It would honestly be sort of like, to me, taking a dump in my hotel room is like taking a dump on the couch of our house, because there's not enough separation for the two. And then just be like, sorry guys, I just took a dump on the couch.
Well, it's an act of love that you will, and also when we travel, you will go down to the lobby and bring me back coffee.
Because you can't get out of bed.
I don't
get out of bed. You can't function.
Well, I don't. If I get out of bed, I want there to be a coffee machine right there.
That you're walking to first thing.
Yeah, that I'm walking to first thing. So you bring me a contact case, you bring me coffee, and then you leave to deuce it out.
Yeah.
And that's a happy marriage right there.
Thanks, babe. I think that you writing this article is a happy marriage. You being aspirational and thinking of all these things, and I love it. I love it all.
I would say also one of the best parts of our marriage is our two amazing, wonderful kids and watching them grow up. That has been a journey. Our oldest daughter, Lola, is a junior in high school, and she went to prom recently. Oh my gosh, you guys. That came fast.
Yeah, there were a lot of emotional, I've heard from a lot of emotional people when their kids go to their first prom. And it was interesting because I don't socialize a ton with the friends of Lola's parents. They're all amazing people. But I feel like I learned a lot from them. First of all, so I don't know if it's anything like this now, but the photo taking is a lot more involved than it was when I was a kid.
Well, we didn't have, you know, a cell phone to take 1,000 pictures.
Or
we
a social media post to put it on.
Right.
Yeah.
So the fact that I would say in our experience, she had a great time and she went with a group of 20 something, you know, friends.
Yeah. I'm used to seeing all these girls in like hoodies.
That's in all, jeans. Yeah.
That's all they wear. It's beautiful, beautiful young women.
Yes.
And just like to see all of them dressed up like that, it was like just a celebration of how beautiful they are inside and out. So I thought that was really nice.
Yeah. And I also need a teenage girl to tell me how to do makeup because Lola got ready with a friend and they sat there. They have beautiful skin and they're just naturally stunning, but they took an hour to do their makeup, which was hysterical because they walked away looking like really dewy and that like they weren't wearing any makeup. So it takes, it's very skillful.
You're right.
To be able to look like you're not wearing any makeup because none of them were, when we went to prom, you probably don't remember this, but it was like the layers of eyeshadow I had on, like the layers of eyeliner and blue mascara. And these girls looked so, she needs to teach me how to actually do my makeup. I had shared the picture of Lola going to prom on our IG stories, and I just had a little caption about, you know, we've done some recent college tours. I don't know how I'm going to get through the next year. You guys have to give me some advice. And I put that out there saying like, hey, I'm upping my therapy sessions, but, you know, what else can I do? And you guys, friends, sent the best messages, hundreds and hundreds of messages. I read them all. I'm trying to reply to them, but I have some here. Pen, would you like me to read from our mailbag?
Yes.
It's mailbag time.
Yes.
I'm going to keep these anonymous. Okay. The first one. I think the lead up to my son leaving was actually the hardest part. Once they're flying and happy and you've cried for at least 2 weeks straight, it gets so much easier. And when they come home, magical and so much fun. But I honestly did therapy for the lead up and months right after he left. Oh, I'm already starting therapy.
So this, it's a story, but it is good advice. And I think the advice I'm taking from it is to know that them actually leaving is not going to be that bad. She's telling you that when they come home, it's incredible.
Well, the lead up, I think that this is anxiety for me, right? I mean, for any big event, the lead up is worse than actually getting through it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm trying to pace myself because my daughter's still a junior. She hasn't even started her senior year. So I need to pace my emotions. Here's the next one. And this is so good. When my one and only left for college, we moms started gathering on Thursday nights. It was a great group and provided therapy for all we needed. I'm going to say this. Lola has a wonderful group of friends. I count it among our many blessings that Lola has landed in a friend group that she feels so supported. And in her friend group, there are a group of moms that are so organized.
Yeah.
So I am not that person. If Lola's friend group depended on me to get to prom, they would have been eating pizza and been shipped off in an Uber. But because she has organized mom friends, they had a party bus and an organized dinner. Like they did everything. But there is a mom in this mom group who's amazing, who our freshman year texted us. We didn't know each other. She said, hey, I heard our girls are friends. Do you want to do lunches once a month on Fridays? And once a month, and this has been since the freshman year,
right. There
is a mom's lunch. I can't make it to all of them because I have a job, and not everybody makes it to all of them, But there's this group of people, sometimes it's 8 women, sometimes it's 16 women, that show up once a month. And in the beginning it was, oh, did you see the email on this? Or are you guys prepping for the SAT? Are you going to skip the SAT? So a lot of it was sort of school stuff. But now the conversation has changed into how we're transitioning, how we're supporting our girls. And I would recommend that to anybody starting high school. And I pray that this group stays together, even though our girls are going to go to college in different places. I hope this group continues, because that has been such a source of strength. So my biggest piece of advice is, like, find somebody to organize it for you, but get a part of a support group that meets regularly.
Are there any guardrails, any rules, ground rules that you should set for lunches like this? Things that you should talk about and things that you should avoid talking about?
I will say I am guilty that I went to one lunch last year, and it was like the end before the summer after sophomore year. And it was the conversation about, like, SATs, and are you doing SAT prep this summer? And it was a lot of, like, oh, this person's doing a college prep. And I heavily participated in the conversation and asking questions. Right. And I left very anxious that I wasn't like, oh gosh, I've not set her up for success. We're not doing these things. So I think since then, and again, I was asking most of the questions, so it's on me. Like this most recent lunch, it was a lot of prom details, which are so much more
better.
Right? And then we a little bit talked about where kids had visited college, but I think now everybody knows, like, everybody's going to go somewhere else. Everybody's going to go to different places. Yeah. I think everybody feels safe, or I feel safe. And if there's, people can just be really, I feel safe to be honest. And, you know, so I don't know that there needs to be boundaries, but maybe there needs to be some sort of, like, we're not going to talk about college.
Right. Well, I asked that question because I remember you coming back feeling a little frantic. I also think that when you go, like, this, they're talking about when kids are in college, which I think is also, like, maybe even more important.
It's so much more important, I would think.
Yeah, because that's going to be, I think you're talking more now about how to support your daughters, whereas I think it's going to really translate into how are you going to support each other?
Yeah. But I would say, I would recommend this, if you have a fourth grader right now, we didn't know each other well, or at least I didn't. I didn't know these people. And it was like, our kids are friends. Let's be friends. Yeah. And so you were saying you'd not socialized with the dads. I don't think the dads, but I think as moms. So in prom night, it was so sweet because I knew these women. I wish I knew them better. I wish I got more time with them. But it was like, we're like, oh my gosh, we've come so far. So it just made the experience so much more special. And it's because of organized women who are not me. Because if it was up to me, I would not do it.
I want to say one thing I learned from one of the dads really quickly before we move on. Because we just have this conversations that it always goes back to what you did when you were growing up. Like, what were we like when we were high school kids? And all the dads are kind of commiserating, like, oh my gosh, yeah, we were, you know, doing this and that. I don't want to incriminate anyone, but, you know, like, doing things that teenagers should not be doing.
Well, you would, they were doing things that if you found out your teenager was doing,
you'd be furious, right? And I'm like, yeah, I wonder if, you know, maybe it's happening. I don't remember telling my parents about any of this stuff. And this dad looks at me and he goes, I really think our kids have evolved.
Yeah.
And then he stopped and he said, I think all kids have evolved. He said, I think that this generation of kids is exponentially more responsible and self-aware than we were. And I let that kind of sink in for a minute, because I think he's right.
Why do you think? Well, so first of all, our experience is not everyone's experience, but what I've heard from people in different friend groups is the kids aren't drinking. The kids these days, they aren't drinking as much as others. We drank when we were in high school.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. And they're not doing the idiotic things that we were doing in high school.
Sneaking out and taking your parents' car and driving.
Well, I wonder if because now there's Find My iPhone and we can track people. Or B, they're getting their dopamine in different ways.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can go on TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat and get that little social hit.
Yeah, that little mini dopamine hit.
Yeah.
Huh. It's good theory.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. The last piece of advice, and This is from England. I think this is from England, and I love this. I was sad when my two boys left for uni, but then we got into a rhythm and a new normal. I found hobbies I'd abandoned and time to read books on my nightstand. We loved having them home on breaks, but it was always an adjustment. You may grow to like this new chapter of your life.
Yeah.
I will say we have friends and neighbors who are dear, dear friends of ours. They're now like empty nesters and they are killing it.
Yeah.
I want to be them when I grow up. Well, and they are. And so I think that I have to, the minute we drop our son off for college, you and I have already planning a trip.
Yeah.
To be gone for like a month.
If not more.
I don't know if I would be gone out of my bed for a month or more than a month. But
what if it's a really comfortable bed? Wait, no, we're going to do that thing. It's going to be a month.
Yeah.
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 And should we tell people what we're going to do? It's very exciting.
Well, I don't know the exact language of it, but we're going to do like the Camino. Yeah, we're going to do and we're going to go through like Spain and France.
Yeah.
And so I would love, if you've done this, please let me know. My issue is I've watched a lot of videos. So anyway, it's this big trek and you're walking through these little towns and like.
We're Forrest Gumping it through Spain and France.
Yes.
But in a different way.
Yeah. Right. Or you can just do France. But to make it affordable, a lot of people stay in hostels. I'm too old to stay in a hostel.
Okay. So we're not going to make it affordable.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like ours might just have to be 2 weeks because if I
got it.
Yeah. So we're going to figure that out because I can't do that.
Well, I'm very excited.
But I think that just eyes on the prize, that this gets to be a whole new chapter for your child, which is exciting to watch, but also for you. And I just remind me of that when I start crying. Okay. That this isn't, maybe don't, because I'll throw that back in your face, but just help me get there.
I will help you get there. I will empathize, but I am going to miss my kids like nothing I've ever missed before, but I'm going to have an awesome time. It's going to be an awesome time and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And yeah,
you're going to be so social and you're going to like have, yeah, we're going to have to talk about that.
What?
I'm going to need to make sure you stay home occasionally with me.
Of course I will. But there's going to be more fishing trips. It's going to be more guys trips, more
girls
trips.
You don't go on fishing trips right now.
I know.
So there's going to be more.
So do you remember when my dad retired? That's all he did. He went on fishing trips.
Yeah.
And I love those fishing trips. We got to find another place. I got to get some fishing rods.
You got to, learn to fish.
By the way, they call them fishing trips. I hope you know this. There's not very little fishing going on fishing trips.
Oh.
They're just called fishing trips.
Oh, yeah. What is the women's version?
We're going to LA to go shopping in Beverly Hills. That's the thing that you say you're going to do, but you don't really
just like sit in a hotel room and bathrobes and order room service.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like I've heard people say they're going on a shopping trip to LA or whatever, and that's not what they're doing. They come back with like a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Or maybe a couple shoes.
LA sounds a very expensive place to shop.
Okay. So they went shopping in the Atlanta Apparel Mart. Finally, a new segment here in the Holderness Family Podcast. And it is being brought about because of all of the creative listeners that we have who have embraced our parodies over the years and have ideas for their own. You guys, over the last 10 years, we have gotten so many clever ideas. We've used some of them. We've laughed at some of them. We've even told some people, like, this is so good. You should do this.
You do it.
Yeah. So we got one from Ashley. This is like our first segment, which is write our songs for us.
We're getting really lazy. You do it for us.
From Ashley. Ashley said, I had an idea for a song parody. It is to the tune of I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. But this version could be called I Don't Share, and it would be about how a woman might go to dinner with her significant other and says she only wants a salad, but in turn decides to eat some or most of her man's food, and the guy isn't having it. Some couples share food and some just aren't into it. To add, Ashley, so it's a one-way street, right, Ashley? Like, she can eat off of my plate, but if I can't just take a prized bite off of your plate, right, Kim?
Let's play a quick clip of the original song so everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, I have not heard this song, which is crazy because I love both of those artists, but I've not heard this song.
You're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah.
That's a bop. I have heard that song.
Yes,
sorry.
You have heard that song.
I just didn't know that was what it was called.
So, funny story. I do not love to share.
Yeah.
And because like I want, if I order chicken curry, I want chicken curry. I don't want goat whatever you've ordered. So I don't, there are people who love to share at dinner. They order two entrees and they split them. That's not the kind of marriage you got into. And I'm very sorry. Because I think you wanted to marry a girl who would share her food.
But you take stuff off my plate all the time.
Obviously.
So that's just the caveat. I'm making sure that's clear.
Yeah.
So I order fries because when you order fries, they don't count as calories, I guess, for you or something. I'm not really sure what it is because you're
I know because I feel as if I'm sitting down at a restaurant and there's food on a plate that they're bringing to me, I don't want to waste it with just like French fries. It seems so basic.
Yeah.
But then when I see them on somebody's plate, I'm like, oh,
I do want those.
I do want those.
Ashley, this is a good idea, and there is a non-zero chance that in the next few days you might see this video.
I love that idea. Well, continue to send us messages. Continue to send us your parody ideas. And we love you, podcast community. And thank you so much for listening.
And Kim, thank you for writing that awesome article.
Is it an article if it's just published on our website?
Well, that's what my father would call it.
An article.
What was that program I saw you on earlier?
It was YouTube.
Yeah.
Sir.
What kind of program are you working on right now?
YouTube.
Yeah.
Dad.
Do you need money? You don't make money when you're not on them programs.
Aw. We talk about your dad a lot.
Yeah. Aww. He just never understood the model, the business model.
Well, he's looking down now and he's like, oh, I get it now.
No, he doesn't. He still doesn't get it.
You think like from
never
above.
Changed, Dad. No, I don't. It's honestly, if he got it, I would be like, "Oh, this isn't that's as much fun sad. As it was before." When I
do remember he had a very long. Facebook was a new thing, and I was late to adopt to Facebook, which is ironic. But I got on Facebook. We got him on Facebook.
Yes,
he did not understand why you would want everybody to know what was going
anything
on.
That's going on.
Yeah, and he's like, "Why would just email you?"
Yeah.
Because your dad was a big emailer.
Yeah. Why not just go over to the house?
Yeah, he would email several times a day.
Yeah.
To his entire mail list. So it's like, well, it's like you're already doing it. You're already sharing articles. You're already sharing your thoughts. But now you could just do it here as opposed to clogging up their email box. And he's like,
he's kind of onto something.
No, but he was inbox zero kind of guy and he had the time to go through all his email.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
So he was retired. Oh, and then he literally got on the phone with Mark Zuckerberg trying to cancel his Facebook account because you just can't.
Yeah. Are you sure?
If your dad was alive, he could have found somebody to talk to.
And he would have become best friends with them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Totally. And it would have been called like instead of Facebook, it would have been called like heywood.com.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, okay.
Thanks for letting us take that quick left turn before saying goodbye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.